What would make a hurried executive, stranded and losing money by the minute, pass up a free ride on a wealthy friend's private corporate jet? Well, how about a feeling he could not ignore and something he simply had to relish? Hey, welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. I just finished Jim DeFede's book, The Day the World Came to Town, 9/11 in Gander, Newfoundland. We all know about 9/11. What we may not know is that when the U.S. Department of Transportation grounded all flights, it meant that international flights bound for the States had to immediately, and I mean immediately, find alternative places to bring their passengers to safety. It was an air traffic controller's nightmare. So on that day, among all the international flights, 38 of them, from carriers such as Virgin Air and Air Italia, Air France and Sabena and Aer Lingus and Delta and American, Continental and US Air, and it goes on and on, had landed in Gander, Newfoundland, deporting 6,595 passengers in a town that barely had 10,000 people in it. Jim DeFede shines the spotlight on the Newfie Way, recounting the extraordinary response of the citizens of Gander and its surrounding communities to people they had never seen before, and were it not for that sad day, never would have known. It is a well-told and moving story. In my mind, DeFede turns what would be a historical footnote into this moving narrative that just might coax tears of gratitude for everyday kindness that you'll experience in the pages of this book. Now, there's so much to share, but one story that captured the impact of that event is that of Werner Baldassarini. Baldassarini was the chairman of Hugo Boss, the German luxury fashion house, and Baldassarini was flying to New York from the company's corporate headquarters in Germany for Fashion Week. As DeFede says, it's this 8-day event of clothes and models in which more than 100 of the world's top designers show their latest wares in these giant tents and on improvised runways. And as DeFede points out, a good show at Fashion Week, I mean, that can guarantee the success of a manufacturer's collection. So this event, for Baldassarini, was very, very significant. It meant a big deal for profits, for his stature, and because he had made up his mind to retire at the end of this show, this was going to be his last show, and he wanted it to be a success. Baldassarini's story is just one that DeFede weaves so cleverly into his account of the 6 days most passengers would spend in Gander. And what you see is the change of priorities in this fashion executive who, I mean, accustomed to the best and seriously inconvenienced, sees what really matters. And it's not fashion. It's not the money. It's not his convenience. It's people. It's community. Now, Baldassarini is a man with friends in high places, and one of those friends, a wealthy Saudi, offered to send his private corporate jet to whisk him out of his troubled predicament. But the more time Baldassarini spends in Gander, the more he begins to bond with his fellow passengers, and the more he begins to change, and the less he wants out of that troubling predicament. Listen to this.
Werner Baldassarini had a change of heart. The corporate jet of a wealthy Saudi businessman was scheduled to arrive later in the day to pick up the Hugo Boss chairman. Early in the morning, however, Baldassarini picked up the phone and canceled it. He decided he'd rather stay in Gander, at least for now. It wasn't that the 56-year-old enjoyed sleeping on army cots on the floor of a high school gym with several hundred people. And, truth be told, they weren't even cots. They were actually stretchers with four tiny legs that rested about 6 inches off the ground. But after 2 days of living with his fellow passengers, he felt an incredible bond with all of them, as if they were part of something special. They slept together, they ate together, they played cards and watched television together. The bond with the passengers was rivaled only by his attachment to the townspeople, whose compassion was so overwhelming. They took their visitors on driving tours of the countryside. They took them to their homes. The passengers weren't treated like refugees, but like long-lost relatives. And the more he thought about it, the more it moved Baldassarini. Coming from an environment as cutthroat as the fashion industry, Baldassarini realized this was not a feeling to ignore or casually dismiss. This was something to be relished. And given everything that was going wrong in the world, it was reassuring to see that right now, right here, in one small corner of the planet, something was going right. There was no hatred, no anger, no fear in Gander, only the spirit of community. Here, everyone was equal. Everyone was treated the same. Here, the basic humanity of man wasn't just surviving, but thriving. And Baldassarini understood that he was a witness to it, and it was affecting him in ways he'd never imagined. His assistants in Frankfurt thought he was crazy when he called to cancel the private jet. He tried explaining that flying home while the others were left behind would have been an act of betrayal of everything that had happened over the last 72 hours. Wherever his fellow passengers went, that's where he would go. However long it took them to get home, that's how long he'd be gone. He was in this until the end.
I love it. Baldassarini realized that this growing sense of community with his fellow passengers was not a feeling to ignore. It was not a feeling to casually dismiss. This was something to be relished. And I look back on my own life and I say, how often I want to avoid inconvenience. I mean, how easy it is to try to quickly claw my way out of my circumstances and the situations that make me uncomfortable. And that's understandable. I mean, God never says, hey, Tommy, jump into chaos. This is going to be good for you. But sometimes it's in the chaos that we bond with our fellow passengers, that we realize what really matters, and that we get that feeling that says, don't ignore this. This is something to relish. So my aha moment on my walk this day is this. Don't be so quick to hop the private jet out of your inconvenience. Staying grounded may mean new friends, renewed perspectives, and important moments to relish. And those feelings of, get me out of here, just might be replaced by the wonder of community and the beauty of friendships that can only come from shared adversity and from being on the receiving end of someone else's kindness. Hey, it's not without reason that Solomon writes this in Ecclesiastes. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him who's alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm, but how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. And Baldassarini was understanding the value of that threefold cord. God has a way of building community through inconvenience. And that's my thought on my walk. My question is, what will you do with that thought on your walk? Maybe what's even shaping up to be your unpleasant walk through life today? Let me encourage you to stop over at onmywalk.com. You can read my brand new review of Jim DeFede's book, as well as a couple of reviews that I've put up in addition to that just in the last few days. A lot of great resources there for you, and to get a little sense of what's going on out among others like you who appreciate the value of great books and the impact for our lives.